Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 79 for Tuesday, September 27th. I'm Jade Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were $1.30 to $2 per ton weaker in early activity on Tuesday. The November contract was down $1.70 at $466 a ton. The market was pressured by spillover weakness from the Malaysian palm oil and Chicago Board of Trade soy oil markets. Weaker export demand further pressured prices. To date, this year's exports are at about 862,000 tons, compared with slightly more than 1.1 million tons the same time last year, according to data from the Canadian Grain Commission. However, losses in the Canadian dollar, which is bullish for canola, limited declines. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mixed. Soybeans were up 2 to down 3 cents per bushel on Tuesday, with the November contract at $9.42. The market was mixed as traders moved into positions ahead of a report due out from the United States Department of Agriculture on Friday. The USDA will be releasing its grain stocks report on September 30th. Harvest delays due to rain in the U.S. Midwest underpin prices. Harvest progress is about 10% finished so far, compared with an average of 13%. However, the outlook for coming weeks looks drier, which added pressure. Spillover losses from soy oil was also a feature. Corn prices were down half a cent to up half a cent in early activity, with the December contract at $3.29 a bushel. Corn was mostly unchanged Tuesday morning as investors moved into positions ahead of the grain stocks report. However, slower than expected harvest progress had a bullish effect on prices, while a spillover weakness from the soybean market limited advances. For wheat, prices were down 1 cent to up 2 with the Chicago December contract at $3.95 a bushel. Wheat was mixed as the market was supported by ideas that global demand for the grain has improved. However, advancing winter wheat seeding in the U.S. capped gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 27th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.